The role of Admiral Kilgallen is now being played by Mike Hansen.
Previously on Starship Resilience.
Starfleet has chosen us for a huge honor. It may be time to develop a Federation cloaking device. Resilience has been chosen as the first large-scale test subject. Where do we stand in the cloaking device?
I believe we will be ready, sir.
Do you agree, Lieutenant?
Well...
Your emotions are betraying. Explain yourself.
I'm just pointing out in the simulations I ran, the results were catastrophic. I just thought the captain and the commander had the right to know.
We will need to work on your emotional control, Peter.
Using the readings from my workstation and applying them to the simulated Phase 2 test, would this be the likely outcome?
Affirmative.
I thought it would be best if no one knew I was meeting with you. Commander Strahan was not happy I raised an objection to his plans. If you would take a look at my simulations, you'll see I have some very valid concerns.
Very well, Lieutenant. Walk me through it.
At warp speeds, the pulse grows exponentially, and so with it the danger. I really don't want Commander Strahan angry at me.
In this engineering department, I am in charge. There is a hierarchy and a structure. Your place is to have loyalty to the department and to me.
I'm not disloyal.
And no one is saying that about you.
This is exactly what her simulation showed. How could I have let this get so far out of hand?
Get away from that workstation!
Another second and I have it!
Now, Misha! Now, go!
What happened?
There was an accident in engineering.
He's still my patient.
Now is not the time for this, Doctor.
Misha, please forgive me.
I do, Commander. You saved my life.
Captain, you were right.
It's not about being right or wrong, Strahan. Save your strength. That's an order.
Doctor, Marlin.
Here, Strahan.
My friend, Tulu Duvo.
He's dead.
And now, episode 4. Guess who's coming to dinner?
Inspired me to find a way to get in the way. And I got in trouble. Good trouble. Necessary trouble.
Captain's Log, Supplemental. Our cloaking tests have ended with disastrous results. Our chief engineer, Commander Strahan, has been lost in what can only be described as a senseless death which could have been avoided. Per his final wishes, we are on course to Vulcan to take his remains home to his family. The mood on the Resilience is heavy. Two deaths in the same week can be a real gut punch to even the best crew. Lieutenant Colt says she feels like everyone on the ship has been holding each other at arm's length for so long, they don't really know how to connect to anyone anymore. Despite that, I will say I've begun to see cracks in the defensive shields of even the hardest members of the crew. Lieutenant Tavelle says she has been inundated with counseling requests from all over the ship. I just hope something good will come from all of this. In the meantime, repairs to the Resilience continue, as several sections of the hull will need to be strengthened after the test. Many of the engineering systems still need to be repaired. However, the damage combined with the loss of life could have been much worse. I'd like to thank you all for coming out today. As we gather here at the steps of Mount Solea to honor our fallen comrade. Strahan, son of Kalor, was born in 2432 in Volcano Rigar on Vulcan. As a boy, he lived on the edge of the Forge, where it was constantly necessary to adapt technology to function. This led to graduating from the Academy in 2455 and a lifelong path as an engineer in Starfleet. After graduating near the top of his academy class, he returned home to Vulcan and married his fiancée Valar, who still works at the Vulcan Science Academy. Between deployments in deep space on various vessels, they managed to start a family, having three girls. Unfortunately for Commander Strahan, all three chose to follow their mother's footsteps into the sciences. Two have remained on Vulcan in the Science Academy. The third joined Starfleet and is currently serving on the USS T'Pol. Commander Strahan became a fixture on the Resilience when it launched 5 years ago. His career stretched back nearly 80 years. It feels odd to think that in the eyes of a Vulcan, his career could be considered tragically short. But imagine the changes you would see in that amount of time, or the lives you could mentor. Strahn had become a constant point in the life of many young engineers. One of those people, for whom Strahn was a mentor, has asked to speak today.
Lieutenant?
Thank you, Captain. I knew Commander Strahn for many years. Not only was he my commanding officer, but I would have considered him a friend. Though I'm not sure he would have explained it that way. He could be cold and rigid on the outside, but oh, he had a passion for engineering. Believe it or not, once you really got to know him, it was easy to read the subtle changes in his mood. I was truly fortunate to know him. He inspired me to be a better engineer. If he could hear me now, he would say, "You're being too emotional and illogical. You must control your feelings." But I would say to him, "It's not illogical to mourn the loss of a friend and a mentor." And so, that is what we are here to do today. We honor our shipmate by saying goodbye to him. Live long and live.
More to Jerega. You and Tavel go after her and make sure she's okay?
Aye, sir. Jerega out.
Thank you, Lieutenant Mesha. This concludes today's memorial. Please, feel free to mingle and to share your memories of Commander Strahn. Tony, Black Alert.
Lock the door. I am in control of my emotions. I am in control of my emotions. Go away! Go away!
Computer, emergency override. Lieutenant Mesha's quarters. Authorization, Jerega Daw, Lambda, 5290 Omega.
Tavel, get the medics up here.
Yes, Jerega. Medical emergency, medics to Lieutenant Mesha's quarters.
Acknowledged, on our way.
Do you hear that, May? Docs are on the way. Just hold on.
No.
What happened? She ran out of the memorial in an emotional state. She seems to have been trying to meditate to control her emotion.
It appears it wasn't working. Give her 7 cc's of improvoline.
No.
That should do it for now. She should be stable for a little while. Let's get her back to sick bay where I can keep an eye on her.
Yes, Doctor.
Space. The final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Resilience. Our mission? To explore new mysteries and new horizons. To seek out new friends and new wonders. To stand firm against whatever the universe throws at us. We'll be right back.
Hello, Commander Vec.
Lieutenant.
Are you okay, Commander?
I am fine.
If you don't mind my saying, you don't sound fine. Is there something I can do to help?
No, there is nothing you can do.
Are you sure? Sometimes when we face difficulties in life, it helps to talk things out with someone else to get another perspective. I know I always feel better after talking to my father.
Don't mind him, Lieutenant. He's not always this ill-tempered.
I was going to ask if it was something I said.
I can safely say this time it was not you. His life may seem complicated, but beneath that is a brooding soul. What can I get for you, Mia?
Surprise me.
You got it.
Hello, Lieutenant Colt. How are you doing?
Hey, Gazig. I'm doing okay, all things considered. How are you?
Considering the circumstances, I'm doing well.
Here you go, Mia. A Klingon martini.
Ooh, I've always wanted to try one of these, but never had the courage. Oh, that's fabulous. Thank you, Tony.
You're welcome. And what can I get you, Garzik?
I'm fine for right now, Tony. Thanks.
Okay, well, if either of you need anything, just let me know.
It was a nice memorial, wasn't it?
Yes, it was, Lieutenant.
Gazi, please. We're off duty. You can call me Mia.
Okay, but according to your personal file, Mia is not one of your names. It says your name's Josephine Miriam Colt. If I may ask, where do you get Mia?
Well, my family has a tradition of taking the name of the first child from the grandparents. For a daughter, the name comes from the grandmothers. So I am named after my dad's mom, who's Josephine, and my mom's mother, who's Miriam. Mia is just a shortened form of Miriam.
So what are you going to do when you have children?
What am I going to do? My kids are getting names without baggage. What about you? Do you have any sort of shortened version of your name?
No, not really. It's not Ferengi custom to do that.
Really? Nothing like Gaz or something fun like Ziggy?
I'm afraid not. My family's very traditional. Those would not be acceptable. Although, I do like that name Ziggy.
Are you?
Am I what?
Traditional? I'd say not if I had to guess. I don't mean to pry, but Ferenginal has been in Federation for over 100 years, and there still aren't a lot of Ferengi joining Starfleet.
No, I'm not as traditional as my family. They still hold on to the old ways of greed and profit. Those things just don't interest me. That's probably why I'm in Starfleet. And while I do love my culture and traditions, it's just not me.
Sort of the black sheep of the family.
Black sheep? Forgive me, Mia, but what is the black sheep?
A human phrase, which means you are unconventional, and therefore you stand out in your family.
I certainly do.
From what I know of Ferengi culture, isn't there a rule of acquisition, which talks about not letting family stand in your way?
Yes, there is. The sixth rule is never allow family to stand in the way of opportunity.
Yeah, that's it.
Believe me, I relied heavily on that one when dealing with my parents. My father and my two brothers run a Huparian beetle snuff plantation.
Oh, is that a very lucrative business?
Not as lucrative as the weapon business on the side.
Oh my.
Yeah. One of the reasons I needed to set out on my own. I took my inspiration from the 300th rule of acquisition,
Oh, wait. I know this one. Don't be afraid to blaze your own path to the stars.
Exactly, Mia. So I chose Starfleet to take me there.
Well, I'm glad you took your own path. Here's to breaking with tradition. I have to say, I feel bad.
Why is that?
Commander Strand is dead, but I didn't know him. I don't like going to memorials out of sense of duty.
It's a lot easier when you're a Ferengi. You go in case they owe you Latin. I hope Lieutenant Mesha is alright. She seemed very upset.
Oh, I know. The poor thing. Nick said it was at her station in engineering where the accident occurred. Strand pushed her away from it in the last second. She's lucky to be alive.
Agreed. Very lucky. Where did you hear this? From Nick?
The captain. We served on the Intrepid and old habits die hard.
Did you and the captain ever date?
What? Ew, no!
I'm sorry if that's too personal. It's just that being comfortable with calling someone by their first name, for humans, generally means a close relationship.
No, we're close, but not that close. He's more like the annoying brother who graduated college while you were still in high school. I've met his parents a few times, and his mum thought we made a cute couple, but neither of us is looking for that kind of relationship.
What are his parents like?
They are the nicest people. His mum is ex-Starfleet. His dad was a teacher and an incurable punster.
Punster? So the doctors could do nothing to help him?
No, silly. He likes to tell jokes that play on words.
Oh.
So, when they retired, they moved to an island on Earth called Kauai, to a city named Kaikeha. It's a cute place with amazing natural beauty. Anyways, the city's name translated into English is The Place. So, ever since, his dad is always saying that the town is the place to be.
Oh my, that is bad.
Even worse, I think Nick is turning into his father. Mark my words.
Mark your words about what, Mia?
Captain, you scared me. We weren't talking about anything.
Uh-huh. You know what, Mia? You're a terrible liar.
Be nice, Nick. Or I will tell your mom. Besides, I'm cute. I get away with it.
Hello, Captain. How are you?
I am well, Gazig. Thank you for asking. How are the two of you holding up?
I'm fine, Captain.
Good. And you, Mia?
Honestly, I feel bad that I don't feel bad. It hasn't even been a week yet, and it's not like he was the easiest person to get to know. In fact, he was kind of scary. Like, the temperature in the room lowered when he walked in.
I know what you mean. From what I can remember, it was a lot like that in the Maelstrom. How are things going in your departments?
Most of the helm team didn't know him that well. Some had a passing familiarity, but no major sense of loss. It's more like they are sad because a crewmate died.
Operations is a little more distraught. We work a little closer with engineering. I've had a few bereavement requests.
Any word about Mesha, sir?
Unfortunately, nothing yet.
Tevel to Captain Moore.
This is the captain. Go ahead, Tevel.
Sir, would you please join us in sick bay?
On my way. Moore out. Report.
We followed her to her quarters and had to initiate a security override to get in.
She was attempting to control her emotions through meditation, but it was not working for her. Nor would it. I suspect with Strawn dead, she will be less and less capable of controlling her emotions. Unfortunately, this is the type of situation which could lead to an untapped geyser of emotions building in her mind. The fallout could be catastrophic.
What does the doc say?
She's still in there with her.
How is she, Doc?
For now, she's resting. That's the best possible thing. It's been a couple of days since the accident. What happened to bring this on?
You're working on one of my patients again, Doctor.
How is she your patient? I am the doctor on call. I'm always the doctor on call. You just hide in your office.
Doctors, please. The sick beach staff and patients don't need to hear the two of you arguing. Dr. Flint has been on this case since the beginning. It seems only right she continues to be the primary physician on this matter.
Are you replacing me as chief medical officer, Captain?
No.
So this is still my sick bay, sir?
Yes, but I thought in this case we should...
Then, since I am still in charge of my sick bay, I would kindly ask you both step aside.
Commander, counselor, doctor, come with me. First things first, Maisha, you have the floor, Doctor.
Thank you, Captain. The lieutenant is suffering from an emotional breakdown. As best as I can tell, it's like she has been holding in her emotions for so long, they are literally forcing their way past her controls. Then again, being a non-Vulcan, I don't recommend she try to control them.
Would you say it was as if she had been dealing with the after effects of prolonged mind meld exposure, Doctor?
I would say that is one possible conclusion, Counselor. However, it is being done. She needs to stop it and find a healthier outlet for the emotional pain from which she is running.
With Commander Strand no longer around, it should be easy for her to stop completely.
Actually, that might not be the best thing for her.
Now, what do you mean, Doctor?
Well, it's sort of like the plasma flow regulators in the EPS grid. If the flow regulators are not in place, the plasma could overwhelm the grid. But with the regulators in place and functioning properly, you have a controlled release, which allows just the right amount of plasma.
You are saying she needs to learn to have her emotional flow regulators function normally again, instead of backing everything up internally?
Precisely. Right now, she is lost and confused. It may take some time, but I believe with the four of us on her side, she can learn to function as a healthy member of society again.
Okay, great. If we're all in agreement here, now on to the second point of business. Dr. Narlin, what is happening in sickbay, Doctor? And what are we not being told?
Permission to speak freely, sir?
Granted.
Where to begin? I've been on the Resilience for 4 years now. In that time, Dr. Narlin rarely leaves his office and rarely does he see patients, outside of full-on emergencies. The patients he does see are usually like Maisha, Strawn, and Captain Colon. There are a handful of others, but that's generally it. Captain Colon always seemed to side with him when these issues occurred.
I see. Is this how you've seen it, Wadich?
For the most part, yes. I did have limited interaction with him, but what I did see corroborates her assessment.
Don't get me wrong, Captain. I do have some respect for Dr. Narlin. I've followed his career for some time, and he has done some magnificent work. But it's almost like he's given up. Maybe he has realized his career is going nowhere, and he's just waiting for retirement. I hope that doesn't sound insensitive.
No, you're fine, Doctor. It sounds like something the Commander and I need to look into eventually. Thank you for your honesty. Please, keep us apprised of any changes in Lieutenant Mesha.
I will.
Well, it looks like we have a decision to make. What do you think?
As of right now, we don't have any basis for replacing Dr. Narlin. Certainly something to keep an eye on.
Yes, I agree. What about engineering? Is there a clear next in line for the position?
At present, there are a few candidates who would be good in the position, but none of them really stand out. I can get you the names so you can review them.
That would be good. I'll admit, I hadn't planned on having to replace senior officers so soon. Although, it's still curious both Strawn and Narlin are on board. Either could have easily retired by now, or had a ship of their own. It still doesn't make sense.
It actually does make sense. In the time I've been on the Resilience, I've never heard of them being offered their own commands.
That usually indicates a serious discipline problem in their past, which would preclude them from the captain's chair. I don't remember seeing anything in their personnel files which could have suggested a problem.
Flint to Moore.
Moore here. Go ahead, Doctor.
Sir, could you come to sickbay?
On my way. Moore out.
Would you like me to come with you for backup?
Normally I would say no, but this might require both of us.
You wouldn't know how to be a chief medical officer.
At least I wouldn't hide in my office every day.
All you do is criticize my work. I could get more useful medical advice from waste extraction.
That would explain your bedside manner.
Merv Yap!
Doctors, please. Why can't we all just get along?
Oh.
Okay, then. What seems to be the trouble? Anyone?
You will answer him now.
Okay, hold on, Chirega. Let's try a different approach. I'm going to assume you are both vigorously debating the best possible care for Lieutenant Mesha. Speaking of, where is she?
Dr. Narlin released her. She needed to be sedated and under observation. She is suffering from a nearly total psychological breakdown.
Is this true, Doctor? Did you release her?
I did. If you look at the readings from my scans, you'll see she was perfectly fine when she left.
Oh.
No sedation was necessary.
You had no right to release her. She was my patient.
No. Not this again. This is my sickbay. I make the final decisions here.
Oh.
Wait a minute. Let's discuss this rationally. Dr. Narlin does have the right to discharge any patient he wishes from sickbay on this ship.
But, Captain...
That being said, you have the right to formally protest his actions on medical ground. If you feel he has acted improperly, I encourage you to take advantage of that right. Understood?
Aye, sir.
Okay. Wadich, would you take Lieutenant Flint to the lounge for a nightcap?
Yes, Captain.
Thank you for your assistance, Captain. I really appreciate you coming to my...
I don't give a damn about your appreciation, Narlin. Let me make one thing perfectly clear to you. I don't know what little power games you are playing here in sickbay, but I will let you know they end here and now. You may think sickbay is your personal little fiefdom, but it is part of a larger kingdom known as the Resilience, which is my kingdom. And since the welfare of the crew is my responsibility, I will not have their lives put in danger. Do I make myself clear?
But, sir, I was only trying to point out...
Do I make myself clear, Doctor?
Aye, sir.
Very good, Doctor. I'm also going to tell you, I don't know what you did to Lieutenant Mesha, but I will hold you personally responsible if anything happens to her to set back her recovery. And when I'm done, Doctor, you won't be able to hold a medical position back home on Cardassia Prime or anywhere else in the Federation. Do I make myself clear?
Aye, sir.
Computer, what is the location of Lieutenant Mesha?
Lieutenant Mesha is in her quarters.
Good talk, Commander.
Come.
May I come in?
Absolutely, sir. To what do I owe the honor?
I came to check on you.
Isn't that sweet of you? I don't think Captain Colin ever came to visit me. Thank you.
You're welcome. May I have a seat?
Yes, sure, sorry. Where are my manners? Can I get you something to drink?
No, I'm fine, thank you. I'm here to see how you're feeling, Lieutenant.
I feel fine. Why does everyone keep asking me that?
Because a few hours ago, Chirega and Tavel had to break into your quarters to get you to sick bay. You appeared to be having a nervous breakdown.
I was understandably sad at Commander Strand's memorial. But in sick bay, Dr. Nalan helped me feel better.
How exactly did he do that?
I'll be honest, I'm not exactly sure. I was asleep for most of the visit. When I woke up, it felt like I had been sleeping for 2 days. I mean, I'm still sad about Commander Strahn, but death is the logical conclusion to life. Also, he did save my life, so I'm grateful for that.
Well, you do seem to be genuinely feeling better, unless I'm mistaken.
Oh, I may not be 100% better than I was, but I am definitely out of the valley and ascending the mountain to reach the peak.
Well, I'm glad you're on the road to recovery. I am going to insist you take a couple days off from your duties in engineering. These have been trying days for you, and I would like you to be a little closer to the peak before you jump back into the mix.
Your logic is quite sound, Captain. I don't relish the idea of being away from my post for too long. I understand your position. May I ask you a favor?
What can I do for you?
I'm curious about the cloaking tests. What has transpired since the last attempt?
Well, the Starfleet engineers have gone back to look at the design of the device to see if they can figure out a way to resolve the power issue. For now, the tests are on hold indefinitely. Why?
As I'm sure you're well aware, Captain, the needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few.
Or the one?
Indeed. Would it be all right if I browse through the research of the cloaking tests? It wouldn't really be work.
Okay. You can review the data, but I don't want you anywhere near engineering when you are reviewing it. Do I make myself clear?
Aye, aye, Skipper.
Okay. Well, I should be going. Are you sure you're okay?
Yes, Captain. I promise I'll be on my best behavior.
Okay. I will see myself out.
Are you sure, Captain? Would you like to stay? Maybe a nice cup of plum-eek tea? Or perhaps a game of Kalto?
No, thank you, Lieutenant. I need to be attending to other duties.
Thank you for checking in on me, Captain.
You're welcome, Mesha. Most of all, I want you to know, you're not alone. We are all here for you. Whether it's me or Chirega, we want you to know...
What is it, Captain?
What is that?
Sir?
Over there in your bed, it looks like a big tribble.
Oh, that.
This is Sami Salat. I've had him since I was little, and he's accompanied me to every posting.
Well, hello, Sami. He's cute. It's always good to have a friend at a new posting.
He's been with me through a lot of dark times, and had a lot of tears on him. I'm sorry, sir. I didn't mean to.
It's okay, Lieutenant. Sometimes it's easier to tell your problems to a friend like Sami, who doesn't judge you. When you don't have that available, it's nice to have a person who doesn't know everything about us. It won't go past me.
Thank you, Captain. I appreciate that. I'm really struggling to control my emotions.
You know, Mesha, it's okay to be yourself. And if you need help with that, Counselor Tavel is happy to help get you there.
Honestly, Captain, I don't really trust the ship's counselors. Captain Colan thought they were all frauds, and Commander Strand taught me that the mind has the power to heal itself.
Interesting. I'm not going to tell you they're wrong. I will say I've talked with Tavel. She's intelligent and insightful. You may even find her candor refreshing. I'm not forcing you to see her. I'm just saying, as a friend, you could do worse.
I will think about it, sir.
That's all I ask. Good night, Lieutenant.
Good night, sir.
Good night, Sami. Before we end the meeting, I would like to say thank you to Lieutenant Fry for filling in for Commander Strawn. We really appreciate you being here today.
Thank you, Captain. It's an honor to be here to represent engineering. I just wish it was under better circumstances.
Commander Chirega and I have begun the process of looking for a new chief engineer. I can't say how long this process is going to take. We want to make sure whomever we choose will be a good fit for the engineering department and the ship. If there's nothing further, make it a good day. Dismissed. Do you ever feel like sometimes you're just making it up as you go, Commander?
Well, there are days where I rely more on instinct than on knowledge to navigate a difficult situation. But overall, I would have to say no.
What I wouldn't give for your instincts right now, Chirega.
Gazik to Captain Moore.
Go ahead, Gazik.
Sir, we are receiving a hail from a Federation shuttlecraft. They say they are en route to us, and will be arriving in 1 hour. Admiral Kilgallen is on board.
Acknowledged, Gazik. Tell the Admiral we await his visit, and we will see him shortly. More out. It never rains, but it pours, Commander.
Sir?
It's an old Earth expression, meaning we don't just have bad luck. We have terrible luck. Could you alert the department heads to prepare for the Admiral's visit? He'll probably want to see engineering. Better make sure we have the full crew present. Go ahead and tell Lieutenant Mesha she can consider herself paroled from house arrest. She's free to return to duty. I'll meet you in the shuttle bay in an hour.
Aye, sir.
Captain's personal log. Stardate 212-606.73. It has not been a stellar week in the career of Captain Nicholas J. Moore. Captain Pardock made it look so easy. Then again, I never got to see his first command. All I got to hear were the stories he chose to tell me. And as if things couldn't possibly get any worse, Admiral Kilgallen is coming for a surprise inspection. On a positive note, I haven't been in command long enough for there to be any major problems. I hope.
Captain, have you been waiting long?
No, not really. I was just remembering the times on the Maelstrom when I was this lonely ensign working in the shuttle bay, and I dreamed of the day that I would be Captain Nick Moore, adventurer, explorer, in all the history books. God, I wish I could just go back and tell that version of myself to slow down, savor the time.
Well, as easy as that would be, sir, you wouldn't want to get in trouble with the Department of Temporal Investigations.
Commander Chirega Doth, I am impressed. I didn't know you had that in you. It was very funny. Bravo.
Didn't you serve with the Admiral previously, Captain?
Yes, I did. On the Maelstrom. It was my first ship right out of the Academy.
How well did you know him?
Pretty well, I'd like to think. He likes to be familiar with the captains under his command. When we were on the Maelstrom, he was always talking about his career. He grew up in a small village in Ireland and has one of the unique honors of being one of the very few people to ever make it to the Admiralty, having never gone to Starfleet Academy.
Really?
Gazing the shuttle bay.
No, it's true.
Shuttle
he enlisted in Starfleet to serve in the Federation's Zenkethi border conflict of 2485. He served with distinction, and by the end of the four-year conflict, he had amassed medals for valor, selflessness, even achieved the rank of Lieutenant Junior Grade.
That is remarkable. Truly a career worthy of song.
Yeah, I guess it is. I'm not afraid to say he's kind of one of my heroes.
Should we go greet your hero, Captain?
Sure. Why not?
Permission to come aboard, sir.
Granted, Admiral. Granted.
How are you doing, Nick?
I'm doing well, Admiral. And yourself?
Oh, can't complain. I mean, I could if I wanted to, but my wife stopped listening to me a long time ago. Say, that fourth pip looks really nice on there. You've come a long way since that first pip. I'm proud of you, my boy.
Thank you, Admiral. It's been a long road getting from there to here. And, sir, may I present my first officer, Commander Chirega Doth?
It's truly an honor, Commander. I've heard good things about you. Sounds like Nick picked one hell of a first officer.
Thank you, Admiral.
Sir, forgive me for saying this, but it's not that we aren't pleased to have you on board, but what brings you all the way out here?
Nick, my boy, I don't need a reason to see one of my favorite officers. You impressed me, son, all those years ago on the Maelstrom. I've kept a close eye on your career. That's why I offered your name to Captain Colon when he said he wanted to retire. I knew this ship would be perfect for you.
Thank you, Admiral. I'm grateful for the opportunity. We both are. But that doesn't really answer my question.
That's what I like about you, Nick. Straight to business. The reason I'm here, son, is because I've noticed that you've had a bit of trouble. and I wanted to offer some support. Bridge.
Sir, I've been trying very hard to ease into this command, but there have been a few unforeseen circumstances.
Nick, son, I'm not here to court-martial you or take over your command. I understand this would have been an unusually trying week for everyone, so I'm just here to lend a hand, okay?
Aye, sir.
Admiral on the bridge.
Thank you all very much, please, as you were.
Report.
We are maintaining our course to Vulcan at Warp 3, sir. Engineering reports they should have all damaged systems fully operational by this evening.
Thank you, Commander. Would you care to take the center seat, Admiral?
Oh, it's tempting, Nick. But I gave that up a long time ago. Let's say the three of us go to the ready room to talk.
Very good, sir. Mr. Vec, you have the con.
You have a nice setup here, Nick. Love the decor. I see you found a place for the shield. He drove his roommates nuts with that thing on the Maelstrom.
Yes, sir. I figured with the promotion it was time to put it someplace and display it with honor.
This is a great photo of your parents, Nick. How are Charles and Kay doing these days?
Oh, doing very well, sir. My mother is coming out with a new research paper. It's on the stellar background noise of red dwarf stars. And my father is certainly enjoying his retirement.
Fantastic. That paper sounds intriguing. I can't wait to read it. Glad your dad is resting. All the medical tests came back good, I hope.
Oh, yes, sir. Everything came back negative. Clean bill of health. And I'll have my mother send you a copy of that research paper when it comes out.
Good, good. As you could probably tell, Commander, I like to think of the people under my command as family. So I believe it's important to stay up to date.
I see.
Well, let's all sit down and have a chat, shall we? You have had a hell of a first week in command, Nick. A dead former captain and a dead chief engineer. I've also heard some rumblings of you threatening some of your senior staff.
Sir, I don't know what you've heard or from whom. I can assure you, in each situation, I thought it necessary to remind the officer in question that I am the captain and solely responsible for the safety of this crew. As for the two dead
officers...
Relax,
my boy, relax. I'm not here to reprimand you or take away your command. Accidents happen. You're not responsible for Kolon. As for Strawn, he gave his life in service to the ship and Starfleet. In regards to the complaints, I know the officers in question, and you were right to say what you did. They wouldn't have respected you if you didn't go a little alpha male on them. They will respect you more. At least one of them will. The other one was Strawn.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. I've come to offer my services to help smooth things over with Dr. Narlin, and to give you a few candidates which might be helpful in your search for a new chief engineer.
I appreciate that, Admiral. Terega and I have been talking about that subject. We were thinking...
Always happy to help, Captain. Computer, access the shuttlecraft computer and copy the file Kilgallen Chief Engineer List to the Captain's Ready Room Terminal.
Accessing. Transfer is complete.
We appreciate the offer, sir. We'd been considering several names from the current department to promote to Chief Engineer.
I understand, Commander. These are merely suggestions. Besides, I've looked at your crew manifest, and your current department lacks experience. You have a lot of promising engineers, but they don't really have the leadership to be a chief.
I believe, sir, what Commander Terega is trying to say...
No need to interpret, Nick. The Commander is showing her value as a good first officer. She's trying to put the good of the ship and the crew foremost. Very commendable, Commander.
Thank you, Admiral.
These names are optional. You don't have to pick anyone off the list, but you'll have to admit they have their fair share of talent. Simply put, I think it's safe to say we all want what is best for the Resilience.
I think we can all agree on that, Admiral. Thank you. We'll take a look at it. Well, how would you like to see the ship, Admiral?
I thought you'd never ask.
Your pick, Admiral. Where would you like to begin?
Engineering.
All right, shall we?
I have to say, I love these Drexler-class ships. They're simply a workhorse, and this is a fine example of the class.
Thank you, Admiral. After you, sir.
Thank you, Nick.
Engineering.
I don't think I've been on this ship in... Oh my, I think it was the day it launched. This was 5 years ago. Oh lord, how time flies. If I'm not mistaken, you were on the ship when she launched. Is that right, Commander?
Aye, sir. I was promoted to full lieutenant to come to the Resilience.
And 5 short years later, you're the first officer under one of the greatest and most dedicated young captains in the fleet. Isn't that right, Nick?
Really, sir, that's quite unnecessary.
Yes, sir. Quite.
You first, Admiral.
Don't mind if I do. I was known to tinker in engineering when I was the captain of the Maelstrom. Commander Strawn, God rest his soul, taught me a few things. The biggest lesson was to get out of his way.
The commander was a force of nature.
Very true, Commander. Very true.
Attention on deck. The crew is ready for inspection, Admiral.
The cloaking test did a lot of damage here, Nick.
Yes, sir.
You're lucky only one person was killed.
Yes, sir. Very lucky.
I take it this was the station where the power surge which killed Strawn originated.
Yes, Admiral.
Whoa. What a mess. What's the preliminary assessment, son?
Sir, the station is near a total loss, sir. Multiple fuse relays and several fried chips in a processor housing, sir.
Relax, son. At ease before you hurt yourself. Do you have a name, son?
McGreevy, sir. Ensign Michael McGreevy.
I should have known it was an Irishman getting his hands dirty and taking care of business. What part of the island are you from, son?
Sir? I'm from Boston. My family came over at the height of the famine.
Oh, I see. Was this your station during the test?
No, sir. I was not on duty that day.
Really? Nick, who was manning the station at the time?
That would be Lieutenant Mesha, sir. She should be here.
Lieutenant Mesha, front and center.
Lieutenant Mesha, sir, reporting as ordered.
Oh, I see. So this was your handiwork, Lieutenant?
This was my station, sir. But I was attempting to control a massive power surge which nearly destroyed a significant portion of engineering and would have cost a lot more lives.
Oh, so you think you should be getting a medal? You do realize the great engineer was killed because you couldn't do your job. Do you think it's okay to make someone else clean up the mess you made? This was your station. Shouldn't you be fixing it?
I...
What's the matter with you? Cat got your tongue. Did you earn that uniform or did someone feel sorry for you and give it to you? Oh, I know. I bet your dirty little Orion fingers stole it.
I think that's enough, Admiral.
Are you going to answer me, or are you going to let the captain fight your battles?
He said, that is enough, Admiral.
That's fine, Commander. I think I've seen enough here. Nick, I think I'll continue the tour on my own. Oh, Captain. I have a great idea. Why don't the two of you join me for dinner tonight? Guest quarters, 1900 hours. Nothing formal, just casual. None of those uncomfortable dress uniforms.
1900 hours? Sounds great, Admiral. We would love to join you.
I apologize, Admiral. I will not be able to attend.
Are you sure, Commander? I could make it in order. But I'd rather not.
1900 hours would be fine, Admiral.
Fantastic. Remember, 1900 hours. Don't be late.
Sir, are you sure you wouldn't want the guided tour?
You know, it was a long shuttle ride to get here, and I'm a little tired. I think I'll pass for now. Might wander a bit and then get in a quick nap. I'm not as young as I look.
Very good, sir. Until tonight, then. All right, Commander. Let's hear it.
Permission to speak freely, sir?
You have to ask. Granted.
With all due respect, sir, I don't know where to begin. If I had to pick one word to describe that man, it would be creepy. It's one thing to ask about someone's family, but quite another to ask about your father's medical testing. And I'm not sure what to make of the grotesque display in engineering. Oh, that was so many levels of wrong. Meisha is a fine young officer. She's a Ryan. Deal with it.
Okay, first off, I agree with you on how he reacted to Lieutenant Meisha. That was crossing a line. Honestly, my heart dropped for her standing there. I may need to bring that up to him before he goes. Anything else you would like to address?
I'll be honest, his insistence on picking someone from his approved list for chief engineer makes me uneasy. I don't see anything wrong with promoting someone from the existing staff. It feels like he's manipulating us to have someone on board to keep an eye on us.
I'm sure he just wants to be helpful.
Sir, helpful is one thing. This doesn't feel right.
I will say this for the Admiral. He wasn't kidding when he said they had experience. Wow.
This one is a captain. That would effectively nullify me as a first officer.
No. I chose you to be my first officer. I would not let it come to that.
I know you say that now, but the first time you become incapacitated, he assumes command under the Admiral's orders. It's a very real situation which might occur. Do you have nothing to say?
I'm not sure what you want me to say. I understand how you feel. But aside from the issue with Meisha, I simply can't accept the notion that Admiral Kilgallen has some nefarious scheme to control this ship. I've known him for years, and quite honestly, I owe much of my career to him.
Kales said, "No man may be given honor by another. The honor you have earned yourself."
Commander, I believe this is where we need to agree to disagree. I understand how you feel until Admiral Kilgallen gives me reason to be concerned about his intentions toward the ship or this crew. I am not obliged to make an enemy of him, and I strongly suggest you do the same. Do I make myself clear?
Aye, sir. Will that be all, sir?
Yes, Commander, that will be all. I will expect to see you at 1900 hours, Commander. Good evening, Commander.
Captain.
I understand you're not looking forward to this. I don't even blame you. This is all part of the second-in-command's duties. Can't tell you the number of times Captain Pardock made me do these dinners. Let me just say, I really do understand how you feel. I know you are only looking out for the ship and the crew. So am I.
I know, Captain. I apologize if I came off too harsh.
You? You were perfectly reasonable.
I'm glad you could see that. Would you be willing to send a letter to my mother verifying that for her? I believe she would find that amusing.
Look, let's just get through this evening as quickly as possible with minimal bloodshed, and I'll buy you a drink at Tony's.
So, how much bloodshed would you classify as minimal?
Welcome, Captain Moore. Commander Shirega.
Who is it, child?
Captain Moore and Commander Shirega. I told you I heard voices in the hallway, Daddy.
Well, tell them to come in, Meisha.
Yes, Daddy. Come in, we're taking up dinner.
Sir?
Yes, Commander?
About that drink?
Yes.
Make it a double.
At least.
cast for this episode in order of appearance, Jeff Welch as Captain Nick Morph, Melody Gibson as Lieutenant Mesha, Betty Knox as Commander Chirica Doff, Stephanie Knox as Lieutenant Tavell, Abby Welch as Ensign Mead, Faye Holliday as Dr. Elizabeth Flint, Mira Faye as Lieutenant Mia Colt, Mark Douglas S. as Lieutenant Commander Prowvec, Gareth Bowley as Tony, Clayton Warden as Lieutenant Gazik, Gareth Murden as Dr. Pemeth Narla, Heather Walker as Lieutenant Kaylee Fry, Rob Harroward as the Shuttle Bay crewman and the shuttle pilot, Mike Hansen as Admiral Michael Kilgallen, Amy Welch as the computer, Corey Welch as Ensign Michael Greedy.
Additional credits available at starshipresilience.com.
Tune in on December 3rd for Episode 5, Ladies Night.
If you like this show, be sure to subscribe on your podcasting app so you get every new episode when it comes out. Also, review and rate Starship Resilience to help make it easier for others to find us. You can connect with other fans of the show by searching for Starship Resilience on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Threads, and Blue Sky.
Star Trek and all related marks, logos, characters are solely owned by CBS Studios Inc. Necessary Trouble Productions, StarshipResilience.com, the promotion thereof, and this band production is not endorsed by, sponsored by, nor affiliated with CBS, Paramount Pictures, or any other Star Trek franchise. It is a non-commercial fan-made audio drama intended for recreational use. No commercial exhibition or distribution is permitted.
This has been a Necessary Trouble production.